From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable for violating Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran may be part of his overall Saudi foreign policy strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access by sea, land, and air in an effort to cut off weapons shipments. Fidela Chaib is with the World Health Organization. She said the humanitarian situation is very bad.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are up to top 900,000 since April. An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. Liberia's President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has warned democracy in the West African country is under threat after the Supreme Court put an indefinite hold on a presidential runoff election over fraud allegations. She called Liberia's democracy as being under assault. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, before leaving for China, spoke Wednesday to South Korean lawmakers and said the success of the South stands in stark contrast to that of North Korea.
The more successful South Korea becomes, the more decisively you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the Kim regime.
Mr. Trump, recalling the sacrifices made during the Korean War, told the National Assembly the North, with its nuclear and missile programs, should not try the U.S.
We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction. We will not be intimidated, and we will not let the worst atrocities in history be repeated here on this ground we fought and died so hard to secure.
Mr. Trump earlier had to abandon a surprise visit to the demilitarized zone separating the Koreas because of bad weather. His five-nation, 12-day trip has been dominated by the twin issues of North Korea and trade. In Washington, a Senate committee Tuesday unanimously backed new sanctions targeting Chinese banks that do business with North Korea, clearing the way for consideration by the full Senate. The measure was named for the late Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was medically evacuated in a coma early this year from a North Korean prison and died days later in the U.S. Russia Tuesday rejected a report by an international inquiry blaming the Syrian government for a deadly toxic gas attack, putting a mandate of a joint investigation team in doubt. The group's report blames Syria for the April 4 sarin gas attack on a rebel-held village that killed more than 80 people. Russia said without changes, it will become a tool just to settle accounts with Syrian authorities. Jonathan Allen is the British deputy ambassador.
In 2013, Russia promised the world that Syria would abandon all of its chemical weapons. Today, to the cost of the people of Syria and to the cost of the international consensus against chemical weapons, that promise remains unfulfilled.
He said Russia is trying to shoot the messenger to cover up for the crimes of the Syrian regime. The team's mandate is set to expire November 14th. Zimbabwe state-controlled media Tuesday said sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was plotting to seize power before he was dismissed Monday. Mnangagwa was seen as a likely successor to the 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The UN Security Council is to meet informally Monday to discuss the deepening crisis in Venezuela. The opposition-controlled National Assembly said inflation there exceeded 800% in the first 10 months of the year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.